KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, as you know, very much on the minds of Hollywood now is whether the Writers Guild is going to go out on strike. This has been a tense situation. The writers had a vote in recent days to show how much of their membership would support a strike. They got 96.3%. So that sends a strong signal to the producers, to the AMPTP, which is representing the studios, that if necessary, these writers are prepared to walk off the job.
Right. And that's an important show of support because I think the studios were looking to see how much of the rank and file membership actually support this strike. And sending this kind of a message with less than a week left to go before the May 1st deadline does show the studios that the writers are serious about this and they will walk off if they don't get a deal they like.
Yeah, now just to review, of course, the writers want, you know, some improved pay, but also there's a big question of how they are compensated when they are held on shorter seasons than have been typical, which is a product of the new world where cable and streaming services do things differently. We quoted in a story in The Hollywood Reporter, a writer, Holly Overton, who works on Shadowhunters and a show called The Client List. She's saying, what we are fighting for is for studios and networks not to be able to hold writers for six straight months. This is between seasons. You are just in career limbo. The companies are making more money than ever, and it feels like the writers who are creating the content are becoming less and less valuable. And for a lot of writers, you know, this is a major risk because they are not wealthy people, and the idea of going out on a strike could be really hurtful if they have a family and you know, they have bills to pay.
Right, and that's the argument they make. They throw around, the writers throw out that $51 billion in profits that studios made last year. That is somewhat of a dubious statistic. It includes a lot of aspects of the business of Hollywood that writers aren't involved in, but the bottom line is that entertainment is still a very profitable business, and the writers believe that the only thing they have in their back pocket to play is a threat of a strike. And if they don't do that, they are not going to get any increases in pay.
So everybody is asking me, what do you think, will there be a strike? And I have to say that my gut is that there won't be. And part of the reason is because, again, as we reported, the studios don't seem to be stockpiling scripts and preparing as intensely as they did before the strike 10 years ago, where they really, you know, they put away a lot of stuff that they could play out, you know, while the writers were out. It didn't go across the board, and, you know, you saw some weird stuff on late night shows, but they're not doing that this time.
No, but the strike last time came at a different time of the year, in the late fall, heading into the new year. This time around, the strike threat is right at the end of the TV season when the upfronts are happening. So I think the real threat here is whether next year's shows would be impacted. And I just don't know how much prep they would have for that. But I agree with you, actually. I was 50-50 last week. I am leaning now towards there not being a strike. I just feel like no one really wants it. And, you know, the studios, I believe they will come to the table with a proposal at the end of the negotiating period that the writers will accept.
Yes, I bet it will go down to the wire. That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.